This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil stresses development should be focused for public welfare and good governance. 1,500-year-old water system Yangahiti revived through Nepal-US partnership. And deadly border fighting breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Both countries accusing each other of violating the ceasefire. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has emphasized that today's development must focus not only on infrastructure construction, but also on improving citizens' living standards and bringing happiness to their faces. Speaking at the inauguration of the newly constructed administrative building of Lalitpur Metropolitan City today, President Paudil stated that service efficiency and good governance are crucial for achieving this goal. He stressed that democracy is not just a governing system, but a culture of listening to the public's voices and working according to their desires. The president urged political leadership to transform themselves to meet the youth's expectations for efficient public service delivery and good governance. He added that strengthening the constitution and the Federal Democratic Republic is necessary to fulfill the development goals and called for the success of the upcoming House of Representatives election. He particularly highlighted the role of local governments being the closest to the citizens in fulfilling public aspirations and boosting citizens' faith in the system. Commending Lalitpur Metropolitan City's efforts in heritage conservation and initiatives like smart street lights, cycle lanes and intelligent traffic systems, President Paudil noted that the city's work in development, culture preservation and good governance is commendable. The historic Yangahiti in Kathmandu has been successfully restored and its water flow reopened for the first time in 50 years. This significant cultural achievement was made possible through a partnership involving the U.S. Embassy in Nepal, the World Monuments Fund, and the Chiva Chaitya Organization. The project was supported by a $275,000 Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation, AFCP grant, symbolizing the enduring and strong U.S.-Nepal collaboration. The Hiti is a traditional centuries-old stone water spout or fountain system found particularly in the Kathmandu Valley. These sites are far more than mere cultural relics. They are essential community resources and integrate examples of ancient Newari hydraulic engineering, providing water for daily use, sustaining local life and supporting religious rituals for centuries. Chargé d'Affaires Jason Meeks highlighted the profound impact of the work, stating that the restoration is the renewal of a living water system that has served this community and the nation of Nepal for over 1,500 years. The successful revival of Yangahiti marks the completion of the first site under the border Hittis of Kathmandu Valley, a water heritage rehabilitation project. This larger initiative is designed to restore at least 3 traditional Hittis in the valley and provide essential hands-on training opportunities for local students and heritage professionals. Nepal's partnership with the U.S. through the AFCP grant is a long-standing and productive one, with the U.S. government having supported 28 cultural preservation projects since 2003, investing nearly $4.6 million to safeguard Nepal's rich heritage while simultaneously boosting tourism and economic opportunity. From Hittis of Kathmandu to the Dhulikhel road section. Upgradation of the Dhulikhel Khawa road section along the Araniko Highway in Kabri Palanchuk has gained pace. With the signing of a new contract with a new contractor for stalled road widening works last month, the task has continued at a brisker pace. According to the Division Road Office Bhaktapur, the contract was signed with CNA 1 Kali JV with a deadline to complete the works within 14 months. Chief of the office, Senior Division operational engineer Suman Yogis informed that the contract of 315.6 million rupees plus VAT was signed for the project. He further shared that the blacktopping will be done in the wider area in the first phase by mid-April and the remaining works will be carried out gradually. The widening of the road has been intensified through cutting in several parts. Travel on the highway has been full of hassles for the past 3 years due to construction works. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Deadly border clashes have erupted between Pakistan and Afghanistan's Taliban forces, with both sides accusing each other of violating a fragile ceasefire. According to the BBC, residents fled the Afghan border town of Spin Buldak overnight along the 1,600-mile shared frontier. Al Jazeera cited Afghanistan authorities as saying 4 civilians have been killed after an exchange of heavy fire with Pakistan's forces along their shared border. Sporadic fighting has flared repeatedly in recent months. Afghanistan's Taliban government has also accused Pakistan of carrying out airstrikes inside its territory. Both sides confirmed an exchange of fire that lasted about 4 hours, but blamed each other for starting it. Rescue teams and volunteers are struggling to reach millions affected by severe floods and landslides across parts of Asia as the death toll from the climate-driven disaster has risen to over 1,750 in Indonesia, Sri Lanka and Thailand. According to Al Jazeera, in Indonesia, at least 867 people have been confirmed dead and 521 remain missing. Sri Lanka has reported 607 deaths with 214 people still missing. President Aruna Kumaradasanayake called it the country's most challenging natural disaster. Thailand has reported at least 276 deaths, while 2 people were killed in Malaysia and 2 in Vietnam due to landslides triggered by heavy rain. Indonesia's weather agency has warned of further heavy rain in Indonesia's other parts and also in Sumatra. In Sri Lanka, officials said continued rainfall could trigger new landslides. The Disaster Management Center said over 71,000 homes were damaged and including nearly 5,000 destroyed. Now sports cricket. Biratnagar Kings have defeated Sudhir Paschim Royals by 6 wickets in today's first match of the Nepal Premier League. Chasing a target of 148 runs, Biratnagar reached the total in 11.5 overs, losing just 4 wickets. With this win, Biratnagar Kings have moved to the second place among the top 4 teams. Biratnagar Kings had to chase down the target within 13.5 overs to secure the second place. Faf du Plessis and Sam Heslett scored quick half-centuries to seal a comfortable win for Biratnagar. Despite today's defeat, Sudhir Paschim Royals remain at the top of the table with 12 points, while Biratnagar Kings are second with 10 points. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy, especially in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while it will be mainly fair in the remaining places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudal stresses development should be for public welfare and good governance. 1,500-year-old water system Yangahiti revived through Nepal-US partnership. And deadly border fighting breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan, both countries accusing each other of violating the ceasefire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.